Right now, we love bits. We love sports challenges. And there's one that's underway right now that is fascinating.
I've been watching this for the last 2 hours, and I can't get enough of it. And I just posted the website for the live stream of Eric Burns' attempt to set the Guinness World Record for most golf holes played in a 24-hour period. And he's doing this at Half Moon Bay out on the Monterey Peninsula.
Nice.
And it is so funny to watch. So it's 4:56 there. He's playing in pitch dark. And he's been playing in the total darkness now since the sun set. This course is not lit. I don't know if people know that. Those Pebble Beach courses are not lit. They don't play night golf out there.
I thought he was dragging in some lights for this, for the nighttime.
Well, he looked into that, but it was just logistically impossible, and they've got a lot of restrictions out there. So Eric Burns, if you don't know, is the former Oakland A's outfielder, longtime major leaguer. He was a good player. He also played for the Diamondbacks and Mariners and a few other teams. But he had a good long career. And he's known as a bit of an eccentric. You may see him these days on the MLB Network. He's gone into broadcasting as well. And he's known on the MLB Network for being a stunt guy to demonstrate what is going on the field of a certain game. He'll crash into a wall on the set. He'll show how to slam into walls. Home plate collisions he's demonstrated on the set before.
In a suit.
<That's really laughs> He's a real nut, but he's a really entertaining guy. And his friends and family say he just has so much energy that they knew when he retired from baseball, he would not be one of those guys who just sat in a rocking chair and watched TV all day. He has to keep moving. So in retirement, not only is he doing some broadcasting, but he's also gotten into ultra running. So he does a lot of these 100-mile ultra races. He runs constantly. And the 100-mile races, for the average runner, that takes 24 hours, 28 hours, 30 hours, something like that, to complete the course, depending on the difficulty of the terrain. So Eric Burns has basically been training for something like this. And he recently set the 12-hour record for most golf holes played, 245 in 12 hours. That, and in that attempt and record-setting process, he ran 65 and a half miles in the 12 hours playing 245 holes of golf. So the all-time record for most golf holes played in 24 hours has stood since 1971. It's 401 holes played, and it was set by an Australian named Ian Colston. He died at the age of 80 back in 2016, having never drank or smoked. He set the golf endurance record by playing as he lived, as one article writes. He said, "I kept it straight and tried to keep out of trouble." And so that's been around since 1971, and there have been several attempts to break it, but nobody has been able to do so. Well, once Eric Burns played 245 in 12 hours, he set his sights on the 24-hour record. So the last update we have, and this is from the Let Them Play Foundation Twitter page, and we'll explain the Let Them Play Foundation here in a moment, but this was 7 hours ago. He started at our time, 9 a.m., in the morning yesterday, 9 a.m., Half Moon Bay, he teed off. And so it's going to be over the 24-hour period at 9 a.m. this morning. Well, this was tweeted by the foundation about 7 hours ago, and they say that he currently has played 295 holes, 16 rounds of golf. And so that left him with still 9 hours to get the record. So he is well ahead of pace. He should be able to knock out the final, what do you need, 106 holes in 9 hours. He's ahead of pace. And man, watching this video, it is so great because he's playing polo style. So you don't have to worry about...
Is that horseback?
Yeah, the score doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, he's not teeing it up on the tee box and hitting a 300-yard drive because you'd never find your ball. So he's just chipping his way off the tee box, down the fairway, up onto the green, and he's running very slowly. He looks like an ultra runner, and he'll take whatever he has. What do you think that is? Like a 9-iron?
It's an 8-iron.
It's an 8-iron.
And it's a modified 8-iron.
And according. You know what? He's playing with a glow-in-the-dark golf ball. I didn't realize that.
So he'll tee off with this glow-in-the-dark golf ball. Now, during the daytime, there's no problem. But at nighttime, you got to keep up with the ball. So he's got this modified 8-iron, glow-in-the-dark ball, and he just hits it 20 yards at a time, basically, while he's jogging. He'll jog up to it. He'll take a polo-like swing at it and clip it 20 more yards. And he's got three or four guys following him, one in a cart, three on foot, and they all have flashlights.
Yeah, it looks like a search party just going down the fairway.
Yeah. So they're trying to light the way for him as best they can. They're trying to follow the ball. And I'm guessing he's changing out all of this support personnel because they're running too.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to keep up with him except for the guy in the cart. Did you see that shot?
Yeah, that went way right. Yeah, he's going to have to go really get the lights on to search for that one.
So when he hits the glow-in-the-dark ball, like that shot went up in the air and way right, when it gets kind of up in the air and starts coming back down to earth, it looks like a shooting star.
Yeah. It that ball looks bigger than your average golf ball, doesn't it?
I think that's just because it's glowing.
Is it just the glow that makes it look bigger?
Yeah.
Man, this guy, and it doesn't, like, that last hole looked like he played it in like 45 seconds. He doesn't seem to be slowing down his pace much.
No. And all of this is for the Let Them Play Foundation, and their mission is to raise awareness of the plight of inactivity facing our children and fund opportunities to hashtag Let Them Play. And Burns founded this foundation. This is his thing, and he's trying to raise money for the cause by doing this. And I think he's also doing this because he wants to break the record and because he likes doing stuff like this.
Yeah. That's incredible. That would be pretty awesome if he gets the 12-hour record and the 24-hour record. Oh, boy, it's going to take a while to find this. That's in grass. It's about 4 feet high.
Look at that. Look at that.
So if he, okay, so he can play like the rules of golf. If he's got a lost ball, we'll just.
Yeah, I've seen him take a drop.
Three-tee or, okay.
So about an hour ago, he hit one way left.
Oh, they found it.
And he was in some really, really thick stuff, and they spent maybe 30 seconds to a minute looking for it, and then he just dropped. So I guess that's allowed.
This is hilarious.
All right, so here are the parameters going into this. The rounds must be played without a cart. The ball must be holed in every time. The course must be a minimum of 6,000 yards, and strict USGA rules apply. The ocean course will be closed to other players for the duration of the challenge. So he's had the course to himself for 24 hours. No caddy, no tees, no sleep breaks, and no scrutinizing the greens to see how a putt will break. You don't have time for that. His goal was to play the 24 hours from 7 a.m. his time, again, 9 a.m. our time, to 9 a.m. the next morning. And that 8-iron is apparently a women's model with a graphite shaft because he said it's lighter to carry around.
Yeah, only one club. He's not worried about how far he is and what club he ought to hit. Same club every time.
Doesn't care about the score other than the number of holes played. They say the only other number he cares about is how much money he raises for the event. And while I'm watching the live stream, I think I'm going to make a donation because I'm getting so much enjoyment out of this. You're seeing messages from people who have donated pop up every few seconds. So I think he's raising a pretty good amount of money.
Yeah. Oh, he's got to. Yeah, and he's gotten a lot of coverage on this, too. There's a lot of people that are following it. And the fact that he's got this live stream is going to help him big time, too.
He sat down and made out his realistic goal before this started. 24 hours, 23 rounds, which would give him 414 holes. And again, by last count, he's ahead of that pace. With 2 hours to play.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 17.25 holes per hour. That would be 8,800 feet of elevation gained because this course is hilly. So if you're running 24 straight hours, that's going to add up. 4.5 miles per round run. So he will have run a total of 103 miles if he gets to 414 holes. The pace would be about 14 minutes a mile, and 4 minutes is the average stop time striking the ball. I guess that's per round, when he actually has to come to kind of a stop and take a swing.
And he doesn't whiff either. He just runs right up to it and hits it. I haven't seen him whiff yet.
This can't be quality golf.
No, it's not.
He is wearing New Balance trail running shoes, not golf shoes. They say that while he's not going to see any other golfers on the course because he's got the course to himself, the story in The Athletic says that he could encounter a mountain lion.
That's a bobcat that he's going to encounter.
I don't know. They've got mountain lions out there in California.
He said when practicing, he's a few times looked out into the darkness and seen some eyes staring back at him.
Creepy.
They're not going to mess with that group. There's, you know, 8 to 10 of them running with those lanterns on their head. I don't think a mountain lion's going to get anywhere close to them.
And you don't just have to think about hitting the golf ball and your support crew. You also have to think about nutrition because he's running 100 miles in this 24-hour period. So they say early in the day yesterday, there was an emphasis on fat and salt. Avocado and bacon were on the menu. Midway through, he's transitioned to more sugar. Coca-Cola through the night to provide sugar and caffeine to keep him awake. And I think at this point, with 2 hours to go and probably 380 holes of golf played and almost 100 miles running, he's probably eating anything and everything. Right now, watching the live stream, he's just stopped into what looks like a rest point or an aid station.
A cup of coffee, maybe?
Yeah, it looks like coffee or Coke. There's a can of Coke right there.
He should really watch his diet, though, I think. This is the time to switch to skinless chicken breasts.
He's dressed like a runner. He's got a running shirt on and running shorts. He's got a headlamp on so he can light his own way if his friends aren't doing a good enough job.
He doesn't look too beaten. He's smiling. No. Looks like he's in good shape to make this.
Again, he's well-trained for it, and according to the latest reports, he's well ahead of pace. So, again, I tweeted the live stream link on my Twitter page, @junior_Miller, as Eric Burns closes in on the world record for most golf holes played in 24 hours. This is great viewing.
We salute him. 7:08 on the ticket. Up next, Gordo and Muse in the news.
A disturbing discovery in Fort Worth. Next.